Optison consists of bubbles or microspheres filled with the gas octafluoropropane or OFP. These bubbles are stabilized with a 15 nanometer thick monomolecular shell of denaturated albumin protein dispersed in a 1% HSA solution. Gen 1 is a novel immunogene therapeutic. When delivered to a tumor site, Gen 1 may potentiate both innate and acquired immune responses against cancer. Advanced epithelial ovarian carcinoma and glioblastoma are lethal cancers in which the complete surgical resection of tumors is difficult to achieve, and recurrences are common. Gen 1 consists of a human IL-12 plasmid formulated with a non-viral synthetic DNA delivery system, polyethylene glycol polyethylene imine cholesterol, PPC. The PPC polymer is condensed together with the plasmid, forming nanoparticles. The class 1A phosphoinositol 3 kinases, PI3K, are heterodimeric lipid kinases, each composed of a regulatory subunit and a P110 catalytic subunit with three isoforms, alpha, beta, and delta. The class 1A PI3Ks are activated by growth factor receptor tyrosine kinases. The PIM, proviral insertion site in Mallony-Murine leukemia virus family, includes the serine 309 kinases PIM1, PIM2, and PIM3. The expression of PIM kinases is regulated largely through upstream JAK-STAT signaling. Welcome to the training video for glatiramer acetate injection, an FDA-approved generic that is therapeutically equivalent to Copaxone for the treatment of relapsing and remitting forms of multiple sclerosis, RRMS. Quick-relief medications are used to treat acute symptoms and exacerbations of asthma. Short-acting beta-2 agonists, such as albuterol, Ventolin HFA, and levobuterol, Xopenex HFA, relax smooth muscle, causing bronchodilation. Anticholinergic agents such as ipratropium bromide, Atrovent, reduce vagal tone of the airways. An oral corticosteroid is also recommended for most children with severe exacerbation. An IV form such as methylprednisolone is recommended if the child is unable to tolerate oral medications or is experiencing impending or actual respiratory arrest. Perimeter security products often claim they protect against database intrusions, but these systems are only as good as the blacklist, signature files, and rules they keep. When new vulnerabilities crop up, or attackers find a new way to disguise their old exploits, rules-based systems are helpless to stop them. DB Network's Core IDS technology takes a totally new approach to database security that perimeter security systems simply can't match. Core IDS functions passively, so there's nothing to install on your database servers, and there's no performance impact.